Oh my God, what about the waveform?
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
No, I'm Red Bear.
We're back.
Again.
We took like 3 weeks off, I think.
I blame MG.
It was the holiday seasons, and you know, welcome back from the holidays. You made it through it.
We did.
We got one
we're
more.
We're still alive. Don't worry about us.
We got New Year's tonight. And
last day of 2014.
And then
we could not do a show.
No. It's the last day. We have to do a show. This is the end of season
six. Did
it really
take 3 weeks? Jeez.
I think it was 3 weeks. Yeah. It may have been 2 weeks. I know the last 2 weeks have been like the same. Rerun show, music only show. And before that, I think maybe we were here. I don't know.
I don't remember. I got sick and died.
No. We did the iFi Dragons release.
That's what we did.
3 weeks ago, we did the iFi Dragons release. So,
wow. So it's been a hot minute.
It has been a hot minute. Well,
glad to be back in studio.
I'm MG.
I'm still Red Bear.
We are the hosts, and we are lifelong nerds. We come every week, except for the last two weeks.
You know, every 3 weeks.
Every so often. Every time you hear
voices,
we're here.
That's all that matters.
We're here to drop knowledge on you about geek, nerd, you know, internet, video game type stuff. This week, we're actually going to be talking about. So this show, we're going to be talking about the best and the worst of 2014. We sort of do that every year.
Next show,
we're gonna talk about what to look forward to, because
I hope there's things to look forward to.
There's hope in 2015.
2015, there's hope.
Hashtag hope 15.
Hope 15. I like that. Hashtag hope 15.
Hope 15. Yeah, so I mean, now the game is between now and E3. You know,
right.
Get ready for E3. And then between E3 and the release dates for all the things you got ready for at E3 is waiting. So that's largely the summer and stuff like that. So before we get too deep into it, Bear, we have a website.
We do.
We haven't talked about it much, but what is the website?
That website. Pay attention, kids. exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
We're on social media as well. You go to exppoints.com/social, and you can see all of our social media followings. We got some affiliate stuff out there for Usenet and for some affiliates with audible.com.
We also have a donate button.
We have a donate button. Please give us money, because if you donate and give us money, we will use that money to do things on the show. It can be anonymous, or it can be through Patreon, where you'll actually have some incentive to do stuff, because we'll do goofy stuff to fulfill.
I still believe one of our highest tiers on Patreon is the poem, right?
Yeah, we write a poem.
I really
want to
do that. If someone would go ahead and
I think
just
it's like
sign
$5
up for that real quick,
too.
I mean, $5.
It's not much.
I will personally write a poem. And along with MG. And
we're not professional poets.
We could be. If you give us $5, we will mega evolve into professional poets.
I've been playing a lot of Pokemon.
I'll mega evolve into Emerson.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and play Jimmy and Sally by iFi Dragons. This is the last track off the new album, The Near Future. It was released a few weeks ago. We did a whole show. If you missed it, sorry. But it's available on Spotify. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Google Play. Please check it out. This is Jimmy and Sally by iFi Dragons. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG.
Still Red Bear.
You just heard Jimmy and Sally by iFi Dragons off the new album, The Near Future. It was released about a month ago, or almost a month ago.
We did a show.
Check it out.
We did a show.
It was like 3 weeks ago. We are going to talk about what we've been doing during this off time. You know, it's not like we just hang out and play video games exclusively.
I wish.
We spent time with, that would have been so great. We spent time with family, though. We ate too much food sometimes.
A lot of food.
Did you know you can make cheesecake really easily?
Stop telling me this.
I didn't know that.
No.
Okay. So what did you bear in keeping with? What did you do the last week, the last two or three weeks?
Okay. Last time in my life. Well, like you said, went and hung out with the family. That's always fun. Yay. Hi, family.
Nice.
Yeah. I ate way too much food. And we're not talking about
You just did the guy cheesecake off of Frozen.
Hello, family.
Hey, family.
Yeah, that was actually pretty much how it went.
They're all in a jacuzzi together. Anyway,
I'm continuing on. Family, friends, a lot of parties over this, so I was mostly not sober, and probably why we didn't do a show. Yeah. Sorry, guys. But I haven't been dying.
You blamed me, and then you say it was like my insobriety, maybe.
I never take responsibility for my own actions.
That is the irresponsible...
Yeah.
Irresponsible drunk.
I mean, no, I'm highly responsible. I woke up, and at least I knew whose clothes I was wearing.
So tell me about this, because no one could see, but you say you're highly responsible, and then I look over at your brand new Moto X, and I see a broken screen.
All right. So as you may or may not recall...
When did you get this phone?
Well, let's back.
How many hours ago? I set the Wayback Machine
for 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
So y'all remember I had the show where I fell down, and like the universe was trying... Like the previous show was sick, and then I fell down my stairs and crushed my awesome Nexus 5 device.
Yeah, I was worried because you live on the second and a half story of the warehouse.
It's like really like three stories up, but it's only one store. Anyway, it's weird. So anyway, I crushed that phone, broke it in half. It was pretty impressive.
You were fine.
I was fine, okay. Completely fine. And then so I'm like, well crap, I need a new phone, and phones are expensive, turns out. And I just bought a car and a speaker and Christmas. So anyway, one of my friends at work actually had a coupon for $200 off the Moto X.
Sweet.
So I'm like,
And they're nice phones.
Oh, no, they're nice
Screens are a bit delicate, obviously.
Well, I looked at we're getting around to that. Oh,
okay, continue. I'm sorry. I don't want
to great phone. I accidentally ordered the wrong one to start with. I ordered the locked one because whenever you go, you're like, I want an unlocked one. Then it's like, pick a carrier.
I remember you telling us about this on the show. Yeah.
So I picked a carrier, got in. I'm like, hey, it's locked. And they're like, yeah, it's locked. You ordered a locked one. I'm like, oh. And they're like, well, send it back. So I did that. And they exchanged it. Got me an unlocked one. Motorola was really cool about that. It gave me 10% off if I wanted to buy anything from them for the headache. So anyway, so I get it in and probably had it a week. And was sitting over at the brew.
Yeah.
And dropped it about 3 feet.
It looks bad, like
glass shards. There's actually glass shards in the studio, and I apologize
to the general manager and the janitorial staff.
Yeah, we appreciate the janitorial staff. I want to throw that out there because there's glass shards in the studio.
Well,
from my phone.
So you haven't
cut the screen is literally falling out of it.
You haven't cut your hand on it yet, have you?
No, actually, but it does catch you. Like it's that bad, guys. It does catch you if you drag your hand across the broken areas.
So today you learned that I've never broken a screen on a phone before. I've never done that.
You've never done that.
I've never done it. I've dropped my phone tons of time.
Whenever
I was snowboarding. I know. Karma loves me.
Whenever
I was in I was snowboarding in Keystone in Colorado, and I was getting out of the SUV that we were in, and it fell like, because we're in a jacked up SUV, it fell like 5 feet down in the rocky, wet snow, and the OtterBox like protected it. This phone, I've dropped it a few times. OtterBox protected it. You know, it's always in a case or whatever.
Maybe I should get a case.
Well, not now.
Obviously.
That doesn't really mean anything.
I guess I'm going to have to buy a new digitizer. Or I need to call Motorola and see what they can do. And then, I don't know, go from there.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's like... I mean, it's still usable, I guess. It's just...
I mean, the screen's falling out.
Yeah.
At some point, it will become unusable.
It's not going to be usable. Well, that's
cool. So I did that. Ate food, family.
You said you were playing some games.
I was playing some games. I was actually playing a lot of Alien...
Alien Isolation.
Yeah, Isolation. In fact, I actually had more fun things. So today, before the show, I was playing Alien Isolation, and all the power in my apartment went out. And that's terrifying.
The aliens got it.
And you're freaking out. Turns out the insulation on my breaker outside, where it comes into the apartment, is gone.
Oh.
So they're like bridging.
It was so cold in Louisiana. They stole the insulation.
From my power to be warmer.
Nice.
So then I went and laid in bed and tried to stay warm and played Pokemon. So
that makes sense with all the Mega Evolve and all the references.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of talking. Probably a lot of Pokemon references in the show.
That's good.
Yeah, I just got the Mega Evolution thing. So
he's opening the 3DS right now.
I am. I just got a new Pokemon. Shut up. You want to see my Pokemon?
No, I'm good.
But look. So what have you been doing? I got bored on Monday and drove to the Atlantic Ocean. That's the thing that happened in life.
How far is that from Louisiana?
9 hours from Baton Rouge.
9 hours. Huh.
Oh, and then I drove back and was here for like 3 a.m. on Tuesday, and we had pajama breakfast party.
Interesting.
I mean, this is my life.
Are you sure you're not like a small child?
Oh, I get that a lot.
A small child that drives.
You're
driving a street legal go-kart.
I am. I don't know. Yeah, does everyone know that I got the Mini Cooper?
And you had a pajama party. No, I don't know.
I have a Mini Cooper now, and it's cute.
Yeah.
It is adorable.
It's not the British flag.
I got the red one with the white stripes, which is why it looks just like the police cruiser that Stitch stole.
Oh, okay.
And that's why one of my friends bought me the Stitch ride shotgun.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We could paint a flag on it.
I don't want to paint the British flag on it. It's a drop top.
Yeah, so flags are cloth. We'd stitch
it
on.
We could like literally just stitch a flag onto the top of it.
We could do any flag. It could change.
Wow.
No, I didn't get into too much. I've been playing Elite.
You stayed in the state.
I stayed in the state. I did some family stuff. We actually, new stuff for experience points. My fiance actually bought us some microphones for the show.
Oh my gosh, we have microphones.
So,
thank you for fiance.
So now we've got, whenever we have our mobile rig, we've got a windproof telescopic Audio-Technica microphone.
Ooh.
And we actually each now, instead of sharing a lapel mic, we each have our own lapel mic, which is really cool.
Nice.
So we can just plug into a mixer and it'll be really cool.
So we need to give that a test run.
We'll have some production, soon. Yeah. So there's that. I picked up Elite Dangerous.
I saw that game. It looks pretty awesome.
I picked up Elite Dangerous, and I've been having some pretty good fun. I pulled out, I don't know if you remember from when we did the Descent Night. We never published anything because the audio was really bad.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, the audio and the lighting was just really, really bad. We needed to have a TV instead of a projector because taking pictures.
The projector was so awesome.
The projector is nice for us, but it's not nice for everything else.
Maybe we just need to get Red Dragon cameras. They shot the Lord of the Rings.
There's
the Hobbit.
There's that. We could do that. Those are $20,000 a piece.
At least.
I got the Top Gun Fox Pro 2 joystick. Ooh. And I'm doing combination keyboard, half the keyboard and the joystick.
Nice.
To fly Elite Dangerous. And if you haven't looked at Elite Dangerous, it really is awesome. It's technically still in beta, but
what's cool about Elite Dangerous is it's actually our known galaxy.
Yes.
That you're flying around
in. It's 400 billion. There's so much universe in it. And again, there is some procedural generation to it. So you'll go someplace. It's, again, the argument is always like Star Citizen or Elite Dangerous. And it's kind of hard to answer because Star Citizen's still like half a year to a year away, 8 months at least. And Elite Dangerous is sort of out now. So I've never said like, well, I can only buy Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty. Well, no, you can get both of them if you want.
If you have the money.
And if one's going to come out in 8 months and you want one of them right now, get the one that's out right now, and in 8 months, get another one.
Get the one that's out now.
It's not like you only have so much time. If you're going to dedicate time, like if you're going to say, oh, I'm going to play WoW, I'm going to play EverQuest or
Guild
War.
I'm thinking about downing my WoW subscription. I know you're getting on and all, but I still haven't played, though, and I feel like I'm just losing $8 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I think I bought 3 months total, like 3 months in one. After 3 months... I played a lot today. That's another thing I've been playing. I've been playing a lot. I think I'm a 99, level 99 now. Again, it doesn't take a lot to level. I'm just taking my time. I spent a lot of time in the garrison, like sending my followers to do some stuff. But Elite Dangerous, WoW. I am trying so hard. I've reformatted my computer several times, or one time at least. I'm trying to get the Red Faction Guerrilla Steam Edition to work. They took Game for Windows Live out.
Right.
They took it out. I cannot get it to work. It keeps saying not responding. It throttles CPU up and then goes to zero and then goes not responding on the loading screen.
Huh.
It just will not work. And it's like when you say Red Faction Guerrilla not loading, that just has a ton of posts that are from 2010 to 2013 when it was not loading for Game for Windows Live reasons. But
right.
Went ahead. I made a gingerbread house for the first time.
First time, really?
Gingerbread house.
Gingerbread houses is where it's at.
I tried to stay away from consoles this break mainly because PlayStation Network and Xbox Live were having so many problems. It was actually impossible for you to actually play online. I did do the Dark Below DLC for Destiny. I did play through that, story-wise at least.
Didn't the PlayStation get hacked again?
Sony got hacked, and the PSN further got hacked, and Xbox Live got hacked. So I was trying to play Ground Zeroes, Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes or whatever, and I think it just syncs leaderboards. That's the only online connectivity that it has.
And it wouldn't let you play.
It wouldn't even let me log on. It would freeze. So I had to disconnect my network and sign out of PSN.
Are you sure that you had internet out there in the middle of the country?
We did. Because whenever I disconnected everything, it worked for what I wanted it to do. I think achievements were disabled, but whatever. I just wanted to show. I wanted to show a engine comparison between Guns of the Patriots and Ground Zeroes. To my fiance. So, so that's what I did.
I'm sure she was really interested.
She was. She was very interested. In fact, I bought a TV. That was another thing. I bought a TV.
You have a giant projector, but you bought a TV.
We wanted a TV in another room of the house because. we wanted to have like a game, not a game room, but a room to play games where if somebody wanted movies and one wanted to play games, or, you know, you wanted to watch two separate movies, now you can.
Wow.
And I know, I'm so first world.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it. I was just going to say wow a whole bunch.
Yeah, no. Anyway, that's what we did. This is a long segment we have to get to. We're not going to do a retro game because we're going to be talking about a lot of video games during this segment, but we're going to cut to a song. This is Foil by Weird Al. Off of his Mandatory Fun album. I think it was released this year.
Yeah, it was this past year. 2014.
Like during the summer, I think, or August. Anyway, I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
I never seem to finish all my food. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove. There's a big
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was Foil by Weird Al. We're going to talk about the best and the worst games of the of this current year, but soon to be not current, previous year,
right,
2014.
Right, in hours, hours.
In hours, a few hours. It's going to be, we're going to be awake. We may be drinking champagne and singing the song that no one knows the words to, the old Queens be forgotten. Yeah. Anyway, Barrett, you know what?
That's our life.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about, the best or the worst games first?
Oh, man.
It's up to you.
You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's end it on a good note. So let's start with the worst.
Okay, we can do that. All right, so the worst games of 2014.
Worst games.
And these, to be fair, you know, we looked at IGN, and we saw IGN had, like, the top 14 bad games of 2014.
Right.
You see what they did. They matched 14 and 2014. Uh-huh. You know, they had that. They also...
God, 2050 is going to suck when we have, like, 50 terrible games in 2050.
We will hopefully not have any bad games by 2050.
By 2050, all the bad games will be eradicated.
We will have learned.
We will only have good games. That's a dream.
So we went through IGN, we went through a couple other sites, and these are sort of games that we may have played that we didn't like that much, but largely we picked, I think there's seven bad games that, and we might throw in a few others in there as we think about them. Again, it's just we're throwing it to the wall, we're going to see what sticks. So first worst game, again, in no particular order, Sonic Boom. We're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about Sonic Boom for a second.
That felt like it was just another Sonic game for the sake of having a Sonic game.
Yeah, you know, so it was a 3D Sonic game. You can't really talk about too much about it. I'm not going to lie. The story wasn't impressive. The combat wasn't impressive. It wasn't unfun to play, but it did seem like sort of a chore to play.
Yeah, I'll agree with that, because games should be fun to play.
It was... It introduced a few new characters, I think. Technically, it was Sonic Boom, the story of Lyric, or the search for Lyric or something, Tale of Lyric, I can't remember. It largely wasn't good. And I think it was released for the Wii U, and that's the main platform it was intended for. So it's supposed to be a kid's game. Again, the fact that we played it and didn't like it doesn't mean that like an 8-year-old or a 5-year-old won't like it, but you know,
that's just
anyway.
Like our opinions, man.
Our opinions and stuff. Transformers: Rise of the Dark Spark. This was unfortunate.
This one disappointed me
because Fall of
Cybertron was amazing.
Same studio,
everything. Next game, did not enjoy it.
It didn't look bad. It looked like it should have been a mobile game. That's what I really feel like.
That's a good point.
If this
actually
was a mobile
right.
game, I feel like the clunky drive controls and the weird hovery, you know. Not tank controls, but the weird hovery. It was like you were in a tank. The hovery vehicular combat.
Could have been forgiven.
It looked lower res than it needed to. It was weird. Like Megatron would have stuff coming out of his back, and it looked all nasty and ugly and stuff. And you would shoot walls, and they would just explode in the most unrealistic and unfathomable ways. Like it was a mess. Again. If you were doing this as a point-and-click adventure game on like a mobile phone or a website, would have been excusable. Wouldn't have been a good game, but wouldn't have been a horrible game. You know, you've got all the power of a modern-day console or a PC out there. Use it. At least try to use it. Or be intent on not using it.
I mean, again, though, compared to the last game, that's what really makes it night
and
day. Because that sets an expectation.
Transformers hasn't had a lot of bad games.
No, they really haven't.
Even back when it was like Beast Wars. I enjoyed the Beast Wars game.
Yeah. So maybe they were just overdue for their bad game.
So you're saying like now we've got our...
No, we've got the bad game out of the way, 2015. It's going to be awesome.
Transformers, Dark...
Hashtag hope for 2015.
Howl at the Moon, Dark Side of the Ozzy Osbourne
Dark
edition
side
or whatever.
I would play the crap out of that game.
Bark at the Moon, not Howl at the Moon. So Rambo, the video game.
Yeah, I'm
that's
leaving.
That's a thing that happened.
Why is that a thing that happened is the question.
So, yeah, it seems like Rambo, I seem to remember back in the 80s, there was an NES adaptation of Rambo.
Was it?
I seem to remember. And it was like Contra, sort of, but not as fun. And then you've got this game that comes out of nowhere. The world didn't need a Rambo game, let alone a weirdly Uncanny Valley version of Stallone, you know.
Isn't that the dang truth?
It's I don't think he's a real person anymore anyway. Like,
you don't think he's a real person? What does that mean?
He just looks like a wax, like, model, like a wax mannequin or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing about his facial features seems... He almost has, like, Cro-Magnon features.
You're saying like, he's, like, Uncanny Valley himself by
being
alive?
Right, right. And then they video gamed it. And they didn't motion capture it, so I think they free molded his face or whatever, free molded Rambo's face.
Yeah.
And it was just really weird. It's sort of that Uncanny Valley. You know in Tron, the Tron Legacy, how Jeff Bridges has this like CG Jeff Bridges?
Right.
And it just, something looks off about it. Like, it probably will just jump out and kill you.
Yeah, but I mean, I was kind of okay with that because it was Tron.
Rambo.
I kind of feel like you should feel like it's going to just jump out and kill you.
I think it was also a rail shooter. So you can just run around. It was a first-person rail shooter for the Wii, the Wii U. And again, this is a...
Now, given the Wii needs more rail shooters.
The Wii U and the Wii are...
That is a missed opportunity to me.
Yeah, I don't know why the only game is on the Wii U.
I want Area 51
on the Wii U. It's got to be Area 51, Time Crisis, and House of the Dead. If they can get House of the Dead...
Didn't they do House of the Dead?
I think so, maybe. I think they did. They need to get all the great things that made the Dreamcast good.
All rail shooters need to be on Wii.
Dreamcast was white. Wii U is white.
That seems oddly racist, but true.
Or black.
Wow.
So, Final Fantasy Lightning Returns. This is the final game in the trilogy of Final Fantasy 13. So if there's Final Fantasy XIII, and then Final Fantasy XIII-2, and then Final Fantasy Lightning Returns, which is, I guess, XIII-3.
Can't we just be done with it?
Make it the Final Fantasy.
Move all
this is Square
13.
Enix's, like, for some reason, they can't make these games linear or connected in any way. Each number is a certain story. 13 is by far probably the weakest story.
That's my argument.
In the Final Fantasy
universe.
We just
need to stop 13 and move along.
No one cares about it. No one cares about Lightning. If you like that game, let's put it this way. There's a reason.
You're wrong.
There's a reason that Final Fantasy VII's still selling for like $8 on Steam, I think the last time I looked at it. And it's not an HD remake. It's just Final Fantasy VII, the original.
$8. Wow.
It's $8. And there's a reason that even during like a sale, Final Fantasy, you know, 13, Lightning Returns, and X13-2 is selling for like $5.99 on Steam. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a reason those games are selling for so cheap. It's a pretty game to look at. It's hard to make a bad game because Square Enix
again today with the engines we have and everything, and Square Enix being Square Enix, it's hard to make a bad game
I hate the fact that, you know, what's it called? Final Fantasy Spirits Within, the movie, did so poorly because it looked fantastic. And Square Enix does a great job of building these, you know, very nice orchestrated type, you know, universes and characters. And they have great artists that do a great job. So I kind of want to be like...
That's one of the great things about a Final Fantasy game. It usually pushes the limits of whatever system it's on.
Right. But it's the same old engine or virtually the same engine. Anyway, so
visually
yeah.
stunning, but I'm tired of 13. I've never liked 13 since the first one.
Are we talking about Olivia Wilde in House or Final Fantasy?
Oh, good. Yeah, someone's been watching a lot of House.
I know. I've been watching a lot of House. That's what I've been doing on my break too.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I like 13.
Yeah,
but not Final Fantasy 13.
Dr. Hadley. Recoil with a K.
Okay. To start off with, it's called Recoil. With a K.
You know
it's not going to be a good game.
You don't spell Recoil with a K. But I think the tagline was like, the arena shooter gets...
Swag.
Gets it, yeah.
When I see something like that, that's all I can think.
It's designed to be this remake of Counter-Strike. Not a remake, but like a new version of the arena shooter.
Yeah,
what's it called? Quake 3 Arena or Quake Online, Counter-Strike, Call of Duty, all of the big arena shooters. But then you look at the trailer for it and you're like, this, it looks bad. This just looks stupid. it looks like the, you know, the old CS 1.6 models for the terrorists, where you had that one terrorist that was like a Puerto Rican terrorist with a green shirt, and he had like a square rectangle head.
Yeah.
And okay.
Did he have the earpiece? I think he had the
earpiece. I think he had the earpiece. Or maybe that was a, he had the earpiece.
No, he had the earpiece. It was the green shirt that had the earpiece.
So.
Looks like total bro.
So those are all the models. All the models, like, just reskin that model is really, really bad. But it's got like all the weapons, all the arena. It's like, look, we're at a log level where there's a bunch of logs piled up like a log mill. It's like the same thing, copy and pasted around. There's no dynamicism.
And Counter-Strike itself isn't doing terrible. They're not at its prime anymore.
They're playing heavy metal music, and it's like every weapon, every level, every character is designed to rock your face off. And
my face feels completely intact and rocked off.
Not rocked off. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yep, time to kill me.
So, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
What makes me so sad about this one is it's so bad. I think the original Spider-Man for the Xbox, original Xbox,
and PS2.
Was better.
And Dreamcast.
And Dreamcast was a better game.
So, a game from 1998 beats out a 2014 game. So, the problem with making a movie tie-in game, I feel, is that you have to follow some of the story in the movie.
You should.
Or you could say this is before the movie. And so
you play the game. You can do like Alien Isolation.
Contingent between two of the movies. I feel Alien Isolation's okay, like with what they did, and we'll get to this a little bit later.
Get to that.
But like for this one, it was supposed to take place during the movie, and you were supposed to go through some of the things in the movie, like the same timeline. It loosely does that, but for some reason, it introduces Carnage.
Randomly.
It doesn't make good use of like the same web-slinging tactics or web-slinging mechanics that made the other games really good.
That's the funnest part about Spider-Man games.
And I don't know why you would do that. Like, why would you take something that was admittedly working and not, you know, do it? But
are we done with the bad list?
No, there's one more. There's one more, and this is one of my personal... There's actually one... I'm going to leave that for a runner-up, but The Evil Within. I want to say it's one of the directors from Resident Evil, the original Resident Evil. He left, and then they made Resident Evil worse as time went on. Past four. Five was bad.
How did that
terrible.
Not make the list?
Because it wasn't this year. They haven't had a Resident Evil this year. They had a remake, but I mean, that's not really the same game. So The Evil Within, you play an investigator, detective or something, inspector, whatever your title is, and you go into this... I guess a mental hospital in the middle of this city, because that's a good idea.
Yeah, duh.
Don't you know you have to have mental hospitals off on like some far, far off like trail in the woods where no one goes and electricity is spotty?
Yeah.
And no cell signal. That's a must. But anyway, you're in the middle of the city. You go in and you find the evil within. You find like there's some bad stuff going on. You get in your car and you're racing away, and you've got like one of your guys is already dead. It's you and the hot chick, the potential love interest that never really happens. You're driving away, and all of a sudden the entire city is like earthquaking and crumbling, and now you're thrown into like this really horrible horror setting. And it's like it doesn't make any sense why things are happening. None of the mechanics really do. There's a crafting mechanic that doesn't work. I mean, it works, but it's bad. There's no lead-in story. Your people act stiff and weird, but for no reason.
No immersion.
Yeah, exactly. There's no immersion.
If you're playing a horror-based game, immersion is like the primary concern.
It is, and we're gonna get back to that after this break because we're gonna talk about a good list.
Okay, let's take
a good
break.
Would be great.
Man.
This is Lake Pontchartrain by Ludo and the Maddion Mini Mix from the Animac Radio Show. You're listening to Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG. That was Maddion, the mini mix from the Animac Radio Show, and Lake Pontchartrain. We're going to talk about some good games now.
Thank goodness.
And we can
talk about good games.
Oh, yeah, we still have up until 2 days from now. So tomorrow, the rest of today, tomorrow, and the 2nd is the holiday sale.
So get
you some games. We're going to talk about these, and they're going to be short descriptions of each because we do only have like 15 minutes, and we have a couple more good games to talk about. And it's always easier to talk about good games. We were talking during the break. Yeah. It's hard to get through bad games because...
No, I was getting sad during that last segment.
Yeah, because
I don't know if y'all
can
tell. I was
some
just
games
like,
should be put
can
down.
We move on?
We're going to move on right now. Let's go ahead
Let's
and
do it.
Jump into it. The obvious choices of good games.
Half-Life
this year,
3 was the best game of the year.
That no one played.
Oh, yet. Yeah, that's right. That was a dream. I'm sorry. I forget that didn't happen.
We're going to throw two... of them out right now and just get them out of the way.
Throw it.
Destiny, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare. Those two games.
Yeah, everyone liked them. Yay.
Well, not everyone liked Destiny.
Destiny had a rocky start. It's up.
It's up. It's good.
It's definitely, ready. I think that's non-disputable, one of the better games of the year, at least.
Yeah. It's definitely a game I think people will continue to play consistently for a very long time.
Exactly.
And Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, it is this year's flavor, with plus Kevin Spacey.
Plus Kevin Spacey. And to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the way they release their games. But you throw Kevin Spacey on. I mean, at least you have Kevin Spacey.
You sprinkle some Kevin Spacey.
I feel like that should be a dash of salt. Spacey. Yeah, like you should be able to get Kevin Spacey.
That sounds like a jazz band dash of Spacey.
I'm gonna tweet him and tell him he needs his own flavorings.
So along with that, we've got two other games that are similar but different. Dark Souls 2 and Shadows of Mordor.
Shadows of Mordor. Boom.
It was great because there was this awesome leveling system. If you lost, you lost levels and they got higher.
So the war is happening and there's actually your ranks. And like you kill someone with a higher rank, you can kind of like take that rank.
Yep.
And if they kill you, well, guess what?
Dark Souls 2 was good too, but I didn't play it very long. I know that I played Dark Souls.
Dark Souls 2 was frustrating.
Yeah.
But fun. It was frustrating like Super Meat Boy was frustrating.
Yeah. Okay. I can see that. Super Smash Bros. Wii U edition.
Obviously. I will say, I don't like the yearly releases of a lot of games. That one I don't mind.
Because it's a competitive game. They haven't released the version of that game on a console since Smash Bros. Brawl.
True that.
And that was like, I want to say like 5 years ago, six years ago. It was a while back. People are still playing the GameCube version because it was so good.
Wow, I just realized that's the new version. The guys that used to play Counter-Strike, the original with the CRT monitors.
It's Brawl, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Brawl. It's like the new version of those guys. It's like, I'm never switching off my GameCube.
They have Brawl syndrome, yeah.
Yeah, wow. That's a cool thing.
Far Cry 4. Cool? I enjoyed Far Cry 4 big time.
So you mentioned this, and I've watched some stuff about Far Cry 4. I thought I'd played Far Cry 3. Turns out I didn't. So I completely missed a Far Cry.
You missed the one where you play the rich kid.
Yeah, because the last one I remembered, I had malaria and I was in Africa.
No, that's Far Cry 2, yeah. You were hunting the jackal or something.
Well, and I say that back, and I played Blood Dragon.
Yeah.
But I thought that one was, the hunting the jackal was Far Cry 3.
No. So Far Cry 3 is,
I completely missed a Far Cry.
I forget who the bad guy was in that. He played in Drive. He was the boyfriend that got iced pretty early on in the movie.
Sweet spoilers, bro.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
Jeez.
What
other good games we got?
Anyway, hold on. We're not done with Far Cry 4 yet.
Okay.
Far Cry 4, fantastic. It took everything that's great from Far Cry 2, everything that's great from Far Cry 3, threw it. It left out the ridiculousness of Blood Dragon.
No.
And it throws all of that into a perfect package. It doesn't emphasize too much on syringe crafting, which is something I always hated doing, but it's there if you want it. It's certainly easier now to find animals and get around the map and kill the animals to craft like wallets or a new, the thing for your bows and arrows, quiver.
Wow.
I was like, scabbard?
English. How does that work?
Scabbard, arrow scabbard.
Arrow scabbard.
It's really awesome. There's some fantastic talent. The big four or five actors in the game is really, really great. You know, they are fantastic, memorable characters, all completely good. And it's a living universe. You know, your actions have real effects on everything in the universe. And the pacing's really nice too, because you can blitz mode through all the campaign missions, or you could take your time like I did and go and like take each outpost and take the radio towers and everything, unlock a ton of weapons without having to pay for them. And then whenever you go and take the fortresses, you know what? It's still actually a challenge.
That's good, because that's always a balancing issue.
Yep.
So what else we got?
Wolfenstein: The New Order, and this is almost going to finish
up. And you put that on the good list. Now, given I didn't play it, because I was a little tired of Wolfenstein after that last one.
So the last Wolfenstein was horrible. It's like the one with the talisman and whatever. This takes B.J. Blazkowicz back. You know, you're playing Brian, whatever his name is, Blazkowicz. And the coolest thing about this game is that I've never cared about the other characters in a Wolfenstein game before.
That's fair.
I've never cared about them. This one sort of made me care about everything from the old man that I can't remember his name.
Oh, and the girl.
Yeah.
But really, for real though.
It's something that it was a fun game. It didn't take itself too seriously. That you were able to pick up, play, and enjoy. I can't remember if it even has any multiplayer. I'm sure it does. But
I don't know.
I know you can. I think there's a Space Zombie mode that I never played. Space Zombie on the Moon that I didn't.
You should totally try that.
I didn't play
Zombie
that.
Space Zombie on the Moon. That sounds like a good game in alone.
Yeah.
That should be a standalone release. Space Zombie on the Moon.
Space Zombie on Moon. So, Assassin's Creed Rogue. This is the Xbox 360, PS3, aka previous gen console release of the Assassin's Creed games. The current gen and PC gen release was Assassin's Creed Unity. Assassin's Creed Unity is almost in the worst game category because...
Oh, it's close.
It's like a runner-up because it suffered from numerous connection issues, graphical issues, texture issues, weird nightmare fuel type stuff where the faces are sunken in and the eyes and the mouths are popping out. It's super
crazy. Glitchy game.
It's a super glitchy game. And it wasn't...
It was not on Black Flag's level.
No.
I'm just saying.
Not at all. Now, Assassin's Creed Rogue, that's more like Black Flag Continued. You know, you're on the seas a lot. There's a lot of the same places that you visit, and it bridges the gap between Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which is before 3, and 3. It happens after 4 and before 3. So it does give you some kind of continuity as far as the story.
Continuity.
South Park Stick of Truth.
So that game, I did not expect anything from it.
This is a game.
I almost just feel embarrassed to say it was fun.
It was so good. It's like watching a really long episode of South Park, and it's so good in all the right ways. It's tongue in cheek humor. It's outright blatant, you know, snobbery towards, you know, turn based games and games that it rips off and does a better job ripping off than
that's
the
what
did.
Always is good about South Park in general is they try to make fun of something by doing it, and they do it better than people legitimately trying to do the thing.
The coolest thing is that the two guys from South Park, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, they directed and wrote everything in this game. So they didn't just hand it off to a studio to get it made. I think they did that a while back with Chef's Love Shack Racing or whatever, and it didn't work out. This game, and it's been a long time coming, but this game really does.
It was everything you want it to be.
It is everything you want for South Park.
Yes.
And if you play it, you don't like it.
Then you probably wouldn't like South Park, so don't.
Don't pick it up thinking it's going to be a safe game for your kids. It's not. It's South Park. Shovel Knight.
And you showed me this. I didn't know anything.
Shovel Knight
is
a gem. It is a retro gem, and
it's new.
It's 2014, and in 2015 it's going to be coming to PS3, PS4. I think those are the only two consoles.
Prepare yourselves.
The coolest thing about this is it feels like you're playing. From the look of it, it feels like you're playing Castlevania, Mega Man 1 or 2. It's got a nice offset sour color palette that is really, really great. It's not crappy looking like Simon's Quest, Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest.
Yeah.
It's got the nice dark blues and weird green yellows.
And this is a good point. Like, games don't graphics and fun don't equate.
Right, right.
Which seems to be what a lot of AAA titles are pushing.
Right. You can have the best artist in the world, aka Final Fantasy. 13.
Great example. 13, all of them.
And it, you know, turns out really horribly. But Shovel Knight isn't. It's really good. Pick it up because it's like $10 on Steam.
That's
it's
a
well
why not.
Worth it.
Do it.
My best game.
It's also my best game.
And your best game. We agreed on this. And again, these were in no particular order, but I think this was the best
game
this
year. This is our favorite game.
Alien Isolation.
Absolutely Alien Isolation.
We could say all of these awesome things about Alien Isolation. I think we've talked about it before in this show.
We talked about it. You convinced me to play it.
It's such a good game. It's made by Creative Assembly.
Yeah.
I think we watched...
We watched the Alien movie.
We watched the Alien movie.
Alien and Aliens.
Yeah, so we got both of them.
And then I decided to play it because, like, I've forgotten how awesome the Alien universe was. And then you talked about how true to the universe this game is. And I played it. It absolutely is. It's legitimately terrifying.
You haven't beaten it yet.
I haven't beaten it
yet.
No. In fact, I was hoping to do that today, but then my power went all wonky and terrified
me. Alien doesn't want you to beat the game.
No, it's legitimately, I think it's in my apartment at this point.
The best thing I think I can say, and again, like, if there's anything you want to add, just stop me because I will just keep talking how good this game is.
Oh, my goodness.
So the alien, as an AI character in the game, it is a
feels
living,
real.
It is a living, breathing thing.
Absolutely.
It's
just trapped in my computer box. I like to keep it there.
It shows up.
So I can turn it off.
It's like the Ghostbusters, like a little floor trap they throw out. It's like, there's all the worst things in the world in that tiny little rectangle.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my computer's become because of this game.
No, the alien feels real. It's not as predictable as people would like you to think. I guess you could outsmart it. You know, you can definitely, but you're not outsmarting it in a completely convinced way. You are running and you are making noise and it is coming after you and you are getting behind locks and you were hiding and you're like, I did it. And your heart is pounding the entire time you have been immersed in this universe. Everything, the film, whether or not you turn film grain on or off, the models, the...
Well, at some point, and this is the great thing, and what a game should aim to achieve is you forget you're playing a game.
Yeah.
And at that point, you spend hours sitting
down.
It's whenever you take a break and you look, and you've been there for 4 hours.
Yeah. Two and a half of which is hiding.
Yeah, 2.5
in the med bay. did you get to med bay?
Yeah, I got to med bay.
Yeah, so 2014 was a pretty good year. Alien Isolation, I think, topped it out. But if it's not your style of game, you know, obviously you have a different favorite. It's not
us.
A game where you have unlimited bullets.
Part of what makes it awesome.
You know, it's not a game where the pistol will kill the alien. You can't kill the alien. Spoiler alert. There is nothing you can do that will actually, like, practically kill that alien. And there's only one of them. That's the thing. There's only one of them following you around for, you know, the whole of the game, really.
Right, right.
So it's like, you...
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. But if that's not your game, I guess what I'm saying, if that's not your game,
there's plenty of good games.
There's a whole other list. I'll put them up on the site for the good games and the bad games.
Yeah.
Please go ahead and check them out. We are out of time. Before we go, we're going to talk about the website one more time. Bear, what is the website?
exppoints.com.
We're also on social media. Please check us out on exppoints.com/social. You can find all of our stuff there. We already told you at the beginning of the show, but we'll tell you again, PayPal, Patreon. We got YouTube and Facebook and Google Plus and all that stuff. We also have a Steam group, a Steam-like channel or whatever, where if you want to play Space Engineers, we have a server for that. I think we have a Mumble server still up. Maybe. If you join the Steam group, which is also on the social page, you can see all of that information. It's a brand new year in a matter of hours.
Happy 2015,
So
everyone.
Happy 2015, Bear. It's been
Game
a great
on.
Year. This has been a good... This is actually
happy
the,
2015.
This is the first
MG.
Full year that you've been
I've
doing
been
the
here
show.
For the whole, all
the
of
whole
2014.
Thing from January
That's
to
That's the
December.
Best part about 2014.
You
for everyone, me.
Oh, okay,
you're all welcome.
A little bit of narcissism there.
You're welcome.
So 2015, we do. I know we keep saying we have a lot of stuff planned for experience points. We actually do have a lot of stuff planned. 2015 is going to be
the year. It's going to happen.
It's implementation. It's time for deployment.
2014, and, we've been planning. 2015 is going down.
I'm pointing my finger at the microphone, but you are going to see what's going on.
Or here.
Or here.
Or seeing here. We gotta get out of here, man.
We're out of time.
I think that's security at the door.
We gotta go get some champagne.
Yeah, we do.
And learn the lyrics to that song. This is Man on Fire by the Megas. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
Welcome to 2015 on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.